CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. CanadaCrime.ca, your source for crime in Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton, Canada, faces a significant challenge with crime rates, with statistics indicating a notable impact on community safety. Amidst this backdrop, CanadaCrime.ca emerges as a vital resource, providing comprehensive and accurate crime information to the public. This website is dedicated to delivering timely updates on criminal activities and law enforcement initiatives, helping residents understand the complexities of crime patterns and their implications for safety. By aggregating official data, eyewitness accounts, and expert analysis, CanadaCrime.ca offers a complete picture of the crime situation, empowering citizens to make informed decisions about their safety and security. The current state of crime in Edmonton. Edmonton's crime landscape is a complex issue that requires a nuanced understanding of various factors. The city's crime rate is influenced by a multitude of elements, including demographic changes, urban challenges, and law enforcement strategies. Crime rate overview. According to the most recent comprehensive data release, Edmonton's total crime incidents reached 91,097. This translates to a crime rate of 8,696 incidents per 100,000 residents. The crime level in Edmonton is a significant concern, with the city experiencing a higher rate compared to many other Canadian cities. Edmonton's crime rate stands at 8,696 incidents per 100,000 people. The total number of crime incidents is 91,097, comparison to national averages. Edmonton's crime rate is significantly higher than the national average of 5,856 incidents per 100,000 people. Statistical analysis reveals that Edmonton's crime rate is approximately 51% higher than the Canadian national average. This disparity highlights the need for targeted strategies to address crime in Edmonton. Despite the concerning statistics, recent data release shows a downward trend in the overall crime rate, with an 11% decrease year over year. Understanding these statistics requires context about Edmonton's unique urban challenges and demographic factors. Crime in Edmonton, Canada. Statistical analysis. Recent crime data for Edmonton provides a comprehensive overview of the current state of crime in the city, highlighting areas of concern. The data released by police authorities offers insights into the types and rates of crime, helping to identify trends and patterns. Total crime incidents. Edmonton reported a total of 91,097 crime incidents, with a rate of 8,696 per 100,000 people. This data indicates the overall scope of crime in the city. Violent crime statistics. Violent crime in Edmonton is a significant concern, with a rate of 1,228 per 100,000 residents, which is 18% higher than the national average. Residents have approximately a 1 in 82 chance of becoming a victim of violent crime. Property crime data presents a substantial challenge, with a rate of 5,144 per 100,000 people, significantly exceeding the national average of 3,181. This results in a 1 in 20 chance of victimization. The clearance rate for crimes in Edmonton stands at 37%, with violent crimes being solved at a higher rate, 52%, than property crimes, 31%. These statistics are crucial for law enforcement and community leaders to allocate resources effectively. Trends in Edmonton's crime rates. The overall crime rate in Edmonton has been trending downward, according to the police chief's latest release. This downward trend is a result of various factors, including effective crime reduction strategies implemented by the police department. Year-over-year changes. Year-over-year analysis shows encouraging trends in Edmonton's crime rates. Total crime decreased by 10.7%, indicating a significant improvement in public safety. Violent crime showed a modest reduction of 1.1%, while property crime declined substantially by 14.2%. These changes reflect the ongoing efforts of the Edmonton Police to address crime. Speak 10-year crime rate perspective. Examining the crime rate over a 10-year period reveals cyclical patterns in Edmonton's crime landscape. The current figures have returned to levels not seen since 2014, providing valuable context for understanding the city's crime evolution. According to Police Chief Dale McPhee, the overall crime rate in 2024 was the lowest it has been in a decade, dropping about 25% from its peak in 2018-2019. These long-term trends help police and community stakeholders evaluate the effectiveness of various crime reduction strategies implemented throughout the past decade. Violent crime concerns in Edmonton. A closer look at Edmonton's crime statistics reveals a troubling rise in violent crime incidents, including those involving guns and knives. The data indicates a concerning trend that warrants closer examination: gun and knife violence incidents. Edmonton has seen a significant increase in weapons-related violent crimes. Gun violence incidents rose by 32% from 321 in 2019 to 425 in 2024. Similarly, knife-related assault cases trended upward, with a 14% increase from 856 incidents in 2020 to 979 in 2024, according to the latest statistical release, Domestic Violence Statistics. In contrast to the rise in other violent crimes, domestic violence incidents showed a decrease. The number of incidents recorded in 2024 was 109, marking a 3.5% decrease from the previous year and a 16% reduction since 2018. Law enforcement attributes these mixed results to targeted intervention programs and changing social dynamics. Category 2019-2020-2024 change: gun violence 321-25 plus 32%. Knife violence 856-979 plus 14%. Domestic violence 130-109 minus 16%. The mixed trends in categories suggest that targeted intervention programs and changing social dynamics are influencing different types of crime in varying ways. The police data release highlights the complexity of addressing assault and other violent incidents. Safety across Edmonton neighborhoods. Edmonton's crime map reveals a complex picture of safety across its various neighborhoods. The distribution of crime varies significantly, impacting community safety perceptions and influencing decisions on housing and business development. High-risk areas. Areas like downtown Edmonton and some northeastern neighborhoods experience higher concentrations of criminal activity. These high-risk areas see more property crimes and disorder-related offenses, affecting the overall safety perception. Higher crime rates in specific neighborhoods, impact on community safety and property values. Safest communities in Edmonton. In contrast, many southwestern and outer suburban communities report lower crime rates. Neighborhoods in these areas enjoy greater safety, with communities like Beaumont and St. Albert having notably lower crime rates compared to Edmonton. Lower crime rates in southwestern neighborhoods, examples of safer communities. Beaumont, Albert.CanadaCrime.ca delivers Edmonton crime news as a leading source of crime news. CanadaCrime.ca ensures that Edmonton residents are informed about local crime trends. Our mission is to provide accurate and timely crime information, empowering the community to make informed decisions, reflects the core objective of CanadaCrime.ca. Comprehensive coverage approach. CanadaCrime.ca employs a multifaceted approach to crime reporting, combining official police release data with on-the-ground reporting. This comprehensive coverage includes statistical analysis and trend identification, helping the public understand the context and implications of crime incidents. By maintaining strong relationships with law enforcement agencies and community organizations, CanadaCrime.ca ensures diverse perspectives on crime issues affecting Edmonton. Timely updates and breaking news. The website provides breaking news alerts and real-time updates, keeping Edmonton residents informed about emerging situations. For instance, visit our analysis on Ottawa crime rates to see how we cover crime information across Canada. CanadaCrime.ca's commitment to factual reporting has established it as a trusted source for crime information, making it a go-to resource for the community. Conclusion: staying informed about Edmonton crime. With crime being a significant concern, Edmontonians need reliable information to make informed decisions. CanadaCrime.ca continues to serve as the definitive source for Edmonton crime news, empowering people to make better safety decisions for themselves and their property. By reviewing police data release statistics, CanadaCrime.ca helps contextualize the number of crimes occurring each year. While Edmonton faces challenges with certain types of assault and property crimes, the overall trend shows improvement. The public's engagement with accurate crime reporting supports community safety initiatives and holds institutions accountable for addressing safety concerns. FAQ: What is the current crime rate in the city? The city's crime rate is available through the latest release of crime data from the local police service, providing an overview of total incidents and trends. How does the city's violent crime rate compare to national averages? The violent crime rate is compared to national averages through statistical analysis, giving insight into the area's safety level. What types of crimes are classified as violent crimes? Violent crimes include assault, robbery, and other offenses that result in harm or threat to individuals, as defined by the police service's crime classification. Are there specific neighborhoods considered high-risk areas? Certain areas are identified as high-risk based on crime data and police reports, helping residents and visitors understand safety concerns. How often is crime data updated on this website? Crime data is updated regularly, with new information released as it becomes available from the police service, ensuring timely and accurate crime statistics. What is the trend in the city's crime rate over the past decade? A review of the past 10 years of crime data shows year-over-year changes, highlighting trends and shifts in the community's safety. How does property crime data impact the community? Property crime data provides insight into the prevalence of crimes such as theft and vandalism, affecting the community's overall sense of security. Are there resources available for victims of domestic violence? Yes, there are resources and support services available for individuals affected by domestic violence, as reported in the domestic violence statistics. How can I stay informed about breaking crime news? This website provides timely updates and breaking news on crime incidents, keeping the public informed about safety and crime issues.